Welcome to today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Pearson about Monday's school board meeting. First off, Cassie, in that school board meeting, a big topic that was brought up was the potential partnership with the Knoxville City Council or the city for the tennis courts and the skate park, kind of a little flip-flop job going on there. If you can, try to take the Knoxville listeners through the whole tennis courts, skate park moving, and how the tennis courts will be funded and what it means really for not just the Knoxville School District and the tennis team, but what it means for the city of Knoxville.
I am so excited about this entire project and our renewed partnership with the city. We currently already have a partnership for tennis courts, as I think many people know. Because of a variety of issues at that site, we haven't been able to keep those courts in great shape. They've been resurfaced several times. Our engineers have told us it's just not worth continuing to try to fix them up. We need to start over in another location. So we went to the city and have really been planning this for a while now. Excited that we have a great proposal, I believe, that we are going to be taking to the voters. We are looking at putting 8 tennis courts across from the high school to the south. And beside the tennis courts then would be a full-size outdoor basketball court as well. That's something else that's currently at Young's Park that some people get to enjoy. We would like to continue making that available. We believe having it right across from the high school and beside the rec center is just a perfect location. It really supports, we aren't going to have to transport our kids from PE classes or our tennis program to another location. They can walk across the street. We've got plenty of parking to host meets, even pick up games, you know, for basketball and community members who want to play tennis. We believe that's going to be a nice location. They've got the rec building right there as well. And, you know, they could possibly put together some additional offerings for the community and others. In order to fund this project, and the reason that it'll be going to our voters, is we have the ability in the school district to levy property taxes. We also have the ability to lower property taxes. And we are in a really great position because our early retirements that we had, 47 of them that happened in 2014, those package deals for early retirement are coming off of our account. Basically, they've all been paid off after this school year. And so we're going to be able to lower the levy on that account. So we're going to ask the voters to actually increase our PEPL, which is our physical plant and equipment levy, a little bit. And simultaneously, it will still be a decrease in property tax for all of our residents. So a great opportunity to actually provide some additional funds for the school and the city to put in some amenities that would be just fantastic, I think, for our community in general. And it really isn't going to cost anybody any extra property tax money because of the being able to lower the management even a little bit more than what we're asking. So we truly believe that over the course of the next 6 years, property taxes for the school are going to go down, even if they vote yes for this project to increase the one levy, because the other levies will be decreased by more.
So basically, first off, I guess my question is, when will this be put on the ballot so for voters to potentially vote on? And second off, I guess my question would be, what does this do to my property taxes? What would it mean to those Knoxville voters if they vote yes?
The ballot will, and the vote will occur on September 12th. So this will be one of the questions along with the election for the school board seats. And if they vote yes, it wouldn't actually take any effect until the following school year. So we're talking 18-19, because after a vote, it takes that long to put things into place. We are looking at decreasing our management levy, and when it's all said and done, property tax rates look to go down between 12 and 15 cents per thousand, even if they vote yes. So we really are encouraging people to take a look at the project. We have flags staked out at the site, so if people want to go see exactly where they're going to sit, the white flags are the tennis courts, the green flags are the basketball court. We are looking at half of those being lit. Right now with lighting, it's really directional, so we can control that. We can put it on timers. We're going to keep it far away from the residential area and light the courts that are right up against the rec building. We think that serves a couple purposes, for safety and security, of course, but also to host meets. Sometimes they take a little later, they go a little later into the evening, and we do need a few courts lit for that. So we are really excited that our property taxpayers are not going to be negatively impacted. They're still actually going to be positive, and we're going to be able to provide some new things in our community. And I just think that's a great feeling, and long-term is going to be great for our families.
So besides this not affecting the Knoxville voters really at all, when will the Knoxville tennis team be able to hold their first meet or be able to, you know, have fun on those courts that are going to be built?
Ooh, if you could predict the weather for me this fall and early winter, that would be great help as we try to answer that question. You know, in a perfect world, we would love to have these courts available next spring. And then shortly thereafter, starting July 1st, then the skate park and the splash pad and those things are going to be put into place as well. There is a chance, though, that the weather's not going to cooperate with us, and it's going to go into the spring as we construct those courts, and we'll have to maintain our practices at Young's Park for one more year before we transition, and we do want people to be prepared for that. It does mean that we possibly won't be able to host our home meets for a year. We'll have to find other locations for that, but that's very short term, and I think that's an okay sacrifice to make for what we're going to get in the long run.
That was today's Sims Custom Wash Let's Talk Knoxville. Your home isn't clean until it's Sims Custom Wash clean. Call Corey today at 780-6039.